It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We have turned the calendar to 2018, and we're going to look at issues and challenges that will likely face the city of Sonora over the next year. We're pleased to be joined in studio by Tim Miller, Sonora City Administrator. Tim, it's great to have you back on Motherlode Views.
Thank you. Great to be back.
Well, what do you see as kind of the big issues ahead in 2018 for the city?
Well, I think the city's finances is going to play an important role in how we conduct ourselves and what business we're able to do and services to provide. While, you know, everyone sees an improvement in the economy, and we do as well up here, our revenues are increasing, but as are our expenses. So, you know, that's been an ongoing challenge for the city since I've been here. We've been able to manage that in the years since I've been here, but it remains a challenge for the city, and I think that's going to be something we're going to have to look at moving forward in this coming year. One of the biggest impacts is that most of the readers and listeners have heard has to do with retirement costs increasing and the sustainability of PERS and how that's affecting cities and counties, any public agency that's a participant, and it's affecting us as well. And our 5-year projections would otherwise indicate that our costs are going to exceed our revenues, compounding over the next 4 or 5 years, upwards of several hundreds of thousands of dollars. So that's a significant issue that we're going to have to deal with. Related to that, or related to budget and staffing, we do have some positions that we'll be filling in this coming year. Those that had met her, Jennifer Calloway, are Administrative Services Director, this last fall, decided to take a position with Morro Bay, so we'll be replacing our Administrative Services Director that's responsible for finance and human resource responsibilities. We may do that with an interim assignment over the short term, but over the long term, we need to fill that position. Council will also be looking at options to make a permanent appointment for the police chief. We'll be discussing that in the upcoming council meeting, not the immediate council meeting, but future meetings. And as people know, Jerry Ficillo has been the city engineer for over 30 years. He is now filling that role on an interim basis on a reduced assignment, and we'll need to find someone to replace him. So we've got those staffing considerations coming up. We've got our ongoing recruitment, which is always a challenge for the city, retaining personnel. It seems as soon as we get the police department staffed up, someone leaves and we're back recruiting. So I think from the operational side of the city, the challenges will be the economy and the city finances, and then being sure that we're adequately staffed to provide the services that the communities come to expect.
Talking to Tim Miller, Sonora City Administrator, on this weekend's Motherlode Views, those are a lot of big positions to fill. A lot of longtime figures in the city. You know, you mentioned Jerry Ficillo, who's been here for many years, and looking at the police chief position. And I also want to ask you a little bit, the city has been looking and talking at recent meetings that have taken place about looking at ways to potentially increase revenue with the situation of having PERS go up and so forth. So what is the city looking at right now when it comes to finding new revenue sources?
We have made use of our finance committee beginning last fall when Jennifer was still here, looking at different funding opportunities, both one-time expenses and long-term revenues. We did, on the basis of that, we did do a request for interest on some property that the city has for sale, that if there's anybody interested in development that could generate some one-time revenue and maybe some long-term rental returns. It's was the Von Eichel property. It's over 20 acres, undeveloped, near the Highway 108 and Stockton Road intersection. We didn't get any interest in that property, but we're evaluating our rental properties for potential of continued city use or continued lease or possible sale. One of the others that comes to mind is the Visitors Bureau, a former Visitors Bureau property down on Stockton that was used as their office. That's a rental and is a property that we might want to consider selling. So those provide some one-time sort of stopgap measures. The other things that we will be evaluating are our fee schedules, service fees, and those kinds of things that will enhance our revenues. But the biggest return is through the business community in terms of sales tax, and we need to continue to support the activities in the downtown that encourage improved occupancy in the downtown. And we're seeing that most of the storefronts are filled now. We've got a few more businesses moving in. Of course, the Bourbon Barrel and the Green Dog Brewery is well under construction. So we're seeing a return to almost full occupancy in the downtown, interest in new businesses moving into the downtown, and a significant new construction project. So that's all positive. And we do know that some of our larger box stores are doing well. There's some talk of additional expansion at Lowe's. And, of course, Walmart has completed their expansion for their new grocery aspect to the store. I haven't gotten updated sales tax numbers from our consultants based on that expansion, but I expect that we'll see a fairly significant increase in sales activity at Walmart. And overall, I say most of the businesses are doing well. So that's a positive thing. Our audit just was completed, and our sales tax is up about $200,000 year over year, which is about a 5% increase. So that's a good sign. Along with that, property tax values, of course, are up. So we're seeing an incremental increase there. One of the more surprising areas is in the TOT, and it's up about $100,000 year over year, which is about a 25% increase. There's a lot of factors that play into that. Of course, tourism is up, occupancies within the businesses, those businesses are up, and we're seeing some additional revenue from the vacation rental market that's establishing itself here both in the city and in the county. So that's a positive thing. So there's some good signs, and we just need to keep working on how we can help those businesses even better themselves and improve their income, which of course improves the city's sales tax income.
So it sounds like the economy is much stronger than it was, say, 5 or 6 years ago when we were talking about it on the same Motherload Views program.
Most definitely. Finally, I don't know if I would say within the last year to 18 months, it might have been a little bit longer. We finally returned to the levels of pre-recession in terms of property tax and sales tax and TOT revenues, and now we're starting to build on those. And, all indications are from a national level that the economy is still strong, stock market's up. New reports today about that, but while we're seeing some of that, we're still kind of on the periphery as a community in terms of the extent that the overall economy is impacting our local economy.
Given that things are trending up, was it a surprise at all to see that the Von Eichel property didn't generate too much interest?
It's a challenging piece to develop. It's up on a hill. There's a lot of geography, topography issues to deal with. Services would have to be brought into the site, in terms of sewer and water, other utilities. Access is a little bit challenging, both in proximity and from a grading standpoint. But it's the kind of site that really support that level of development. The last proposal was a kind of a mixed use development, a convention center, hotel, entertainment venue, and then some. multifamily units, I think. So it would take a large-scale development to support the cost to develop that property, and maybe we're just not quite there yet.
Need to take a break. We're talking with Tim Miller on this weekend's Motherlode Views, the city administrator for Sonora. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll return with our second segment in just a minute.